So Brenda and I went to Columbus, Ohio, took the nice little drive through Indiana out to Ohio to help my son and daughter-in-law, because they were bringing their 17-month-old baby, our granddaughter Bernadette, to a wedding. Well, while they're off doing wedding reception and wedding stuff and visiting with friends, Brenda and I were going to be there. And what's more fun than being at a Best Western motel in Ohio for 2 days with a 17-month-old? So we said thumbs up. And we had a real nice time. I mean, really, we did. We loved that kid, and it was a lot of personal contact time. You see a lot of little micro moments that you miss otherwise. So that was all a lot of fun. And we decided to take her for a walk, and I was telling Bob how they've got this stroller. The thing is amazing, but I couldn't figure out how to unfold it to make it roll. And it snaps up in a bunch of different ways. And I've seen my son with one hand just grab it and flick it like a rag. And the thing just pops into gear. It's like Jetsons. It just pops open. Boom. Everything. The wheels are on the ground. Baby's in. It takes him 5 seconds. Brenda and I were on our hands and knees in the lobby of a motel. And we finally got that thing opened. But it was not pretty watching us do it. And yes, it did include me looking at a YouTube video. I said, Brenda, what's the name of this thing? She says, it's the G7 Astro Streamliner. And I says, okay, fine. I Googled how to open a G7 Astro Streamliner or whatever the heck it was. And then I saw a video. And then the two of us, using four hands and a knee, were able to get the thing open. My son does it like snapping a towel. Pop! Then we took the baby to the restaurant, put the baby in the restaurant. I was able to fold the thing back up and went, oh, no! So I carried the stroller back out into the parking lot to work on it for a while.
Any quicker this time? Or?
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
But... And we were one of those, you know, when you walk by a restaurant sometimes and there's a table with a little kid and the kid has magic marker on their face and their hair's going four directions and the table looks like a sea of starch, carbohydrates and things that might appease a small child. That was us. We also got broccoli and noodles and milk because we knew she liked those things. But she went, I smell French fries. None of that other stuff is going to happen.
Smart kid.
We just looked up at the waitress, and I said, I'm sorry, we're ready to order. She said, I've got some cars. What a great waitress. She says, I know, I've got kids. She goes, I've been to this movie. She ran behind the bar, got some little Matchbox cars out so she could zoom, zoom, zoom them across the table. Our bill was $49. I gave her a $50 tip. I am not making that up. And she was underpaid for her service. So we get this text to the Bob Surratt Show. Thank you, Joe Romano, producer Joe, for forwarding it to me. My wife and I left our kids at their grandma's overnight. My wife and I left our kids at their grandma's overnight. We came back the next day to find the pack and play crib play cage dumped on our driveway with a note that read, "This is from the devil." I couldn't agree more. The technology, and by the way, these gadgets that kids have these days, young parents, to tend to their children are amazing. They're safer and they're more comfortable and they've got features that you never even knew you could have. They're Wi-Fi connected, but I can't figure them out. And they cost a lot of money. And there are some of us who think, you know, four wheels and a little pouch of canvas, the baby's butt goes there, that works. That works. I could make one of those right now for about $9. I won't tell you what these things cost that I'm having trouble operating because, A, I've not been told, and I think that was a smart decision on everyone's part. 630-234 says, John, we are so with you on those strollers. 913 says, I've struggled with these strollers. Sounds like we have the same one. 773, your stroller story made me laugh and remember the time my son showed me how to get their daughter in and out of the stroller. Later by myself, I got my granddaughter in. I could not get her out. I live behind a fire station, and I got a fireman to extricate her. Yeah, I didn't even try to do the car seat because I said, hey, while you guys are off doing your wedding stuff, Brenda and I can take her to the zoo. Columbus has a good zoo. Maybe she wants to go to the track and field meet at Ohio State University, which I went to. So, but then I saw the four snaps that clip into a circular tab that would fit right by her belly button. Snap, 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 snap. Goes in. She's safe as can be. I had no chance of getting that accomplished. Just take the stroller, the G7 Astro 5-line dream stroller, and just... The whole tutorial was 60 seconds long. I watched it 5 times. But we had a nice time. But to get to Ohio, the best way is to go through Indiana if you live in Illinois. Unfortunately, that means you may encounter the Indiana tollway system. And if you want to save time and get directly to where you're going, take the Skyway, which Illinois sold for Chicago sold for $1.2 or $1.7 billion. And the people that bought it made their money back so quickly, shortly after they bought it, they themselves flipped it. They sold it again for $1 billion more. What a stupid deal we made. But we needed the money. We always need the money. So we took the money, even though it was worth more than that. But here's what happens now that a different company, we don't own it. They don't care. Two of the gates were working. As you go from Illinois into Indiana, you're going to take the Skyway. It's expensive, but it's a great way to go. Two of the gates were working, so people were backing up, which, you know...
Not a good thing.
Promise me you don't need me to tell you why that's a bad idea, but lanes of people were backing up because it'd be like 6-7 cars waiting to go through the gate. The gate's not working. So the guy goes... You know, he's going, back up, all the brake lights come on. Now you got this train in reverse onto 90 there. And there was three or four of them that way. I'm like, what? And I said that to my son. He goes, oh, yeah, Skyway's a mess. How is nobody reporting on this? And there's no action. What are you going to call the Skyway? Hello, Skyway? So shame on them. 847, totally relate, John. My husband is a mechanical engineer, and we did exactly what you just described with our granddaughter's stroller. Both of us on all fours in a parking lot. Is he having a stroke? No, it's worse. It's a baby stroller that costs $900. I can't help you. Get a mechanical engineer. I am one. We swallowed our pride and end up having to FaceTime our kids for instructions. Wasn't one of our better moments. That's not on you if you're a grandparent. I texted my son. I said, hey, can you give me a heads up on how to do this? But then I later texted him and said, don't worry, found a video. So, John, we bought a good old-fashioned Graco stroller from a garbage sale, scrubbed it all up nice and clean. My husband said it's one of those where you just flick it and it opens up. Okay, took him 10 minutes to flip it open when we took the baby for a walk. The next day, he put it back into the car and we went to the zoo. I took the stroller out of the back of the van and flipped it open. And my husband said, what did you do? And I said, I have no idea. when the thing finally opened, it was like God said, okay, your sins are forgiven. And the thing just, it opened up. And I said to Brenda, what happened? She goes, I don't know. I don't know. So whatever we do, don't close it up. And then it got closed up. Ah, crap. Now we got to open it up again. You know, really, so while these things are great, they've got hydraulics, they've got Wi-Fi, little heliport on the back.
Main fridge.
They've got places to put your purse and your groceries. I mean, they really are great utility vehicles. They're small, safe, rolling pieces of furniture for children. So God bless you. But you know what? All of that's bunk if I can't figure out how to work it as a rookie. 815 said, my husband was listening and laughing at your stroller story. He got on the wrong entrance, and we're now on our way to St. Louis instead of Chicago. Well, I don't think that's my fault. Hands at 10 and 2, eyes straight ahead. Turn off the radio if you must. 815, baby car seats are the worst. John, I YouTubed how to open the stroller in the rain under the hatchback of my car. Oh, that sucks. Oh, man. Yeah. And then somebody has sent us a picture, a screen grab from the interweb of what a car seat was like in the 70s. It's a tiny little padded piece of plywood. It's just a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a little metal rail, which is so child-friendly. There's nothing there except the child will be erect during the crash. That's all. It's a death trap. Yeah, I know. I know. So these are better. But if we can't operate them, well, they're not good. It's 10:27, and that concludes John Played with a Stroller.